We are back with Helen, who's telling us the news about Upstage, and I hope this year the internet connection is better than last year.
We're not going to use the streams.
We don't plan.
No.
All right.
So nothing to fear. I would say we just get started with Helen. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lasse, and thank you all the organisers of LGM. It's great to be back here again. I have to start with an apology because I'm not going to give the talk that is in the programme. We were going to have Gloria, our lead developer, coming online and telling you about her work exploring some AI tools to try and automate things like testing. But at the same time, we moved our platform to a new server host, and it should have all gone really smoothly, but as these things go, it didn't, and Gloria had to get completely sidelined into fixing some other more urgent things and said to me, I'm sorry, but I have nothing to say about what she was going to say. She was looking at something called Cursor, which she wasn't that impressed by, I think, and then she was looking at Opus. I don't know if you know these tools, but she didn't get very far because then we hit this other problem, which the good news is she solved this week, so now she can go back to all the more interesting stuff, but it means that she's not going to come on today and tell you about all of that more technical stuff, so instead you have me to talk about everything else. The hosting move was a really good thing because Upstage is it's an artist-led project. We have no funding, and from a previous funded period we had been able to pay for quite good hosting. That funding finished and then our little bit of money was just being bled away to this hosting, and so we were quite desperately looking around for another hosting sponsor, and we found that with a company in New Zealand called Prodigy. So it's really a big thing that we've been able to move the platform, but we are, as it tells you there, we're still just ironing out all of those glitches. We seem to go from project to glitches to project to glitches, but that's part of the pleasure. So I'm going to tell you a bit about Upstage's current situation and some of the recent work that artists have been doing in Upstage. And there might be people here who haven't heard of Upstage before, so I'll just give you a little brief introduction into what it is. It is an artist-led open source project that has been going now for 22 years. Which is quite an achievement, considering we've had almost no funding during that time. And it's an online venue or platform for cyberformance, which is live online performance. My background is in theatre, and a lot of the people that are working with Upstage are also coming from theatre, dance, music, other live performing arts backgrounds, and storytelling. So the emphasis is on narrative storytelling. And the idea is that you can use all kinds of digital media that you can use on the internet. So you can have images, sounds, animations, video, live text, live drawing, and of course live audiovisual streams, and that these different media can be combined in real time in a single browser-based interface that is really accessible, cross-platform, multi-browser. Everyone sees and hears the same thing at the same time, and it's easy to use. So a very, very small challenge for the developers there. But it works, and I'm going to use it for the presentation. So I'll just show you first the audience view, which is almost the same as the player view, but it's the basic view is with a chat window so that the audience can interact. That's another feature of it is that the live events are mostly quite participatory. And in particular, I have a thing that I call networked conversations. So the work that I'm personally doing is often about presenting a performance that is a provocation for a discussion about a topic, often environmental or political. And so the chat for the audience is quite an important thing. And just going through now to the player interface, when you're logged in, you just have this toolbar down the side here that gives you access to various different things. I don't know if the sound will... No, it's only the sound on my laptop, but you have sounds, and then you have backdrops, avatars, props, video streams as well. Whoops, now it's going to ask me for that. I'm not going to show the streams today because we haven't actually yet set up the streaming server on the new host because of all the other problems. There's a drawing tool and a text tool and various other tools there that you can use to collaborate in real time on the internet. So what have artists been... this was my screen just to say Prodigy is the new server host. So if you're looking to host anything, this is a little New Zealand company that supports open source and art projects. So you can go and support them. So there are quite a lot of different artists around the world that are using Upstage in a whole lot of different ways. And it was originally developed for one group of artists, myself and three others, who were doing what I call cyberformance, this live online performance. So our priority was to have a platform that was real-time, online, and that everyone looking at it was going to see the same thing at the same time. And people in that have, of course, started using it in different ways than it was originally intended, such as doing a presentation like I'm doing now. So you can use it just to show different things, like this little slideshow that is running through at the moment. But it's also being used to present the work in conferences. There's two different pieces from the last couple of years. One that is, I think the picture will come up next, was students in Portugal and Brazil who, oh no, it must be the one after, who developed a performance in Upstage using AI to develop all of the media. This is it. The media, the script, and the sounds that they were using in the performance. And they're presenting this now at quite a few different conferences about art and AI. This one also has been presented at conferences. It's a theatre group from Scotland, and they used pre-recorded video in combination with interaction with the audience through the chat. Then we've been using it for other workshops. This is from an online workshop, experimenting with using the live streams, so we can overlay live streams and make them reduce the opacity so that you can put multiple streams on top of each other. And this one is using a stream to stream from the screen back into the screen. So we had a video of text playing on the screen, and then I was just putting my webcam onto the screen and streaming it back on top of itself. And another way that they're being used is in exhibitions. So this one has been in a gallery. Actually, I'll just go back to that one. This one first. I've got another one here. This is one in a gallery, which was put together very quickly as a response to cuts to arts funding in Austria. And it's a video asking questions and with statistics about arts funding and the impact of the cuts. And it was played on a screen in a gallery where there was also a keyboard so that people in the gallery could make comments in the chat and people online could also be responding. So you can see there's the keyboard here and they could be interacting with people who were also looking at it from the internet. And that was running in the gallery for about 6 months. And this other one that was in the first one, which one was it? I think I've only put in one image from that. Why is it not going to it? No. Stop. There we go. This one also was in an exhibition recently over the last 3 months in Graz. And it was using three different stages. And actually, I could go into it and have a look at it. It's this one here. Takes a while to load because Eva, who made it, had about 150 images in it. So it might just take a minute to load. But this was drawing on material from this project, which was the one that we had the funding for when we could afford the good hosting. And we had a number of different performances and projects, and Eva has then taken material from those projects and put together a sort of slideshow over three different stages of Upstage. And it's not loading, which is strange. Ah, there we go. So the big problem that we had when we moved the server was what we are calling the blank stage problem. When you enter an Upstage stage, which is what each one of these interfaces is, you should see what's there, as if you'd walked into a theatre auditorium and there's a set already on the stage and maybe some background music playing. Or if you arrive late and you come in and the performance has already started, we want you to be able to see... I don't know why that's not loading. That's strange. You should see what everyone else is seeing. And when we moved it to the new server, every time you entered the stage, it was blank. There was nothing there until somebody did something. So if you happened to arrive at the beginning of the performance, then you would get to see it. But if you didn't, then you would have a blank stage. And interestingly, this was running already in the gallery when the server was moved. And amazingly, it just kept going. So everything else, all the other stages, you would enter into them and they were just empty stages, like nothing was happening. But luckily for Eva, this one just kept going. So she had it there with these little icons here are actually buttons that we can press to go. I'm in the logged in interface, so it's not quite as smooth, but it gives you three different stages. It'll probably take ages to load again. I don't know why, but anyway. So people both in the gallery and outside of the gallery could visit these stages and comment on the material that was there. Okay, this one's loaded now. And it was dealing with the topic of memory to do with the things that happened around this particular area south of Munich, a town called Feldafing, that was quite an interesting historic time during the Second World War when there was an elite Nazi school there that then overnight almost became a displaced people's camp when the Nazis ran and a train was abandoned nearby with Holocaust survivors in it who had to be housed somewhere and got housed in this where the Nazis had just left, which is kind of crazy. But now they have a little museum there for the people, and this was... There's stuff written about it in here if you're interested in that. So the idea was reflecting on the history and memory of this place and connecting it into other Bavarian history there. And you can see that somebody's called themselves M. Zuckerberg and commenting on memories there. So that was, how the platform is being used still for live performances, but also people are starting to use it in other ways, such as in exhibitions, and also a lot of hybrid performances. So I just show another scene here. This is the performance that we were doing last week in Graz, where actually it's difficult to see upstage here, but it's projected onto the wall there. And this was the exhibition also where... This the one I just showed from Feldafing was also in another room. So there were quite a lot of different videos playing at the same time as we were having a performance as part of the whole exhibition. And Upstage was kind of a little bit lost, actually, because of there being so many other videos and the people in the space having to look at a lot of different things that were going on. There's Eva was making electronic sounds using a flexible mirror with sensors on the mirror and a sound effects box. Alex is in a costume that was also part of you can't see it in Upstage in any of these pictures, I don't think. And I'm operating text and video in Upstage. And there was an audience online who was seeing what was happening in Upstage and who should have also been able to see what was happening in the space. And when we'd set everything up the day before, the webcams were working fine. But as happened last year at LGM, when it came to the performance, the webcams just didn't work at all. The streams, rather. So the audience online didn't get to see what was happening in the space, unfortunately, but they still were having the visuals and sounds in Upstage and commenting on it. There's a lot of things going on, but as usual, we're working around all of the glitches and things, like the streams being unstable. We have two ways of sending streams through Upstage at the moment, and both are using Jitsi. So we have a Jitsi meeting and using Jitsi Bridge, Jitsi Video Bridge, if anybody knows it. We can put single webcams on, and I can demonstrate it in a different server because it's not working on the other one, as long as my login here hasn't changed. So this is the stage that we were using for the performance the other day. And allow. So you see, it works when we don't need it to work, and it doesn't work when we need it. I'll just turn the volume down a bit. Oops, what's up? And we can, I haven't actually brought my USB webcam, but we can do all kinds of interesting things with the transparency and different shapes of the webcam on top of the other things on the stage. Why have I lost my webcam? Come back, there you are. Yeah. Yeah, so at the moment we're going through this sort of teething process again as we get everything onto the new server. Now that Gloria's solved the last problems, she can turn back to the other more fun things. But first of all, she has to set up the streaming server, and then we have to work out why the Jitsi bridge is so unstable. The meeting tool works all the time really well, and that's a great thing because it allows us to have a discussion with the audience. But we can't really use it in performance because when you put the meeting tool on, it asks everybody who is in the in the stage, that's including all the audience, to open their webcam and join the meeting. So it's just like a Jitsi window within, that's not going to work. And it works all the time. Okay, interesting that the meeting isn't working there. But it's basically like a Jitsi window within the stage. And it's really good for a discussion or for when we're having an online workshop. Quite often we use it just for the audio. We turn the video completely transparent and just use it to talk to everyone when we're teaching them how to use the tools. So there's a lot of things that we need to fix and get working smoothly again on the new server. But meanwhile, all the artists are still doing things and coming up with creative workarounds. Is it the end of my time? Yeah, okay. Oh, there is a big clock. I've got 4 minutes.
Yeah, the break.
Oh, it's a break. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay.
But thank you very much. It's a pity that you are unlucky with our. A pity that you are so unlucky with our wireless configuration. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, with streaming, it's always better to have an Ethernet cable. But it's actually, I find more and more these days, you go into a venue and you say Ethernet cable, and they're like, "What?" Like, they don't even think about it anymore. But yeah, for streams, it's pretty important.
Would be.
Yeah.
So, questions, anyone?
Hello, kind of tangential to your talk, and I'm sorry for that, but you had some quite interesting animated text effects going on near the end. Are they coming from within Upstage, or?
That is a video, but okay. I was putting text on top of it, and we have a text tool that lets you put text on the stage, edit it in real time, and move it around. But you have to select the colour, the font, and the size before you put it on the stage. And so then there's only certain things you can do. And if you really want to move it more, you have to make an image of a word, and then you can make it bigger and smaller and flip it. And no, you can flip the real-time text as well. Yeah, I'm always trying to say, can we do more with the text? Because text is my thing, really. And slowly we get a little more and more, yeah. But everything also in Upstage, all of these tools that we have, we've deliberately kept them relatively simple, partly so that the learning curve is really easy. We work sometimes with children or, you know, with people that have not really done very much artistically on computers. So we keep it quite simple, but we also don't want to reinvent the wheel. So, for example, what you can do is if you use OBS and you stream your desktop, you can use anything else and put it in effectively as a stream. Of course, the streams have to be working for that to work, but the idea is that rather than reinvent the wheel, if there's another application that does really great text or really great audio mixing, with the audio, we have just tracks you can play and adjust the volume. But if you want to do something much more complex, then you could use whatever software you want and send it in as an audio stream.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.